Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, horny. Yes, broadcasting live from the Windy City, horny. It is sunny today. Can you believe it? It is sunny in the Windy City, honey. I just can't hardly believe it. I'm telling you, it is really nice out this time of the year. It is really, really fantastic. It is September 14, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum, GumpaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumpaRum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Go, and Gumpa Silver, which is natural coconut. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. The CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Gump. Listen. Gumpa Rum is wicked smooth, my darling. Let me tell y'all something up there. Hell, got some bad music on this evening. Who gonna be listening to that music? Come on, engineer. What you say? Get it. Talk to me. People all over the world is listening to the music, baby. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Got some slamming dope music on tonight. Can I tell you about it? Listen, independent artist. Now, listen, her name is Oladzo Ebay. Come on up in here. She is a London-based singer and songwriter, and she is going to throw down at the mic, baby. She is going to throw down. She got it going on horny. I'm telling you, she is dicing it up on the mic. You better know that. Listen, and let me tell you, her website, let me give it to you. It is spelled OLAEDOMUSIC.org. I'm going to give that to you again. And also, you can get her website. It is listed on the bio. When you pull it up on Amazon.com or Amazon Music, when you pull it up on iTunes, Apple, whatever your flavor, y'all know, you'll be able to see the website. Okay, now let me tell you something up in here. I want you guys while you're on Facebook. You know, we're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Facebook. Listen, I'm seeing barbecue. I'm seeing all kind of dishes on Facebook. You know what I mean? And what is going on? What's going on with these people? What's going on with these vegans? Now, look, don't start slamming me. I noticed something. I noticed my numbers kind of dropped because I made a joke. Now, listen, people. I am not trying to talk about you, okay? Now, listen, let me tell y'all something right here before I start playing the music. Now, listen, y'all know, already know Mama likes to entertain. I noticed the particular week when China was having the heat wave and everything, and I made some really, really strong jokes. I made some strong jokes about China. And I say, oh, my gosh. You know, I looked at my numbers. I said, what the hell happened? What the hell? You know, I said China was going to hell, and my numbers went to hell. I said, whoa. See, listen, you got to be really careful out here when what you're putting out in the universe, because it's going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you. Okay, so listen, Mama learned a really rough lesson. I say, these numbers, I'm like, come on. So listen, now listen, don't send me no nasty notes. Don't send me no nasty emails, okay? So listen, and all you people that's playing dodgeball with me on Instagram, I really don't like it. I don't like dodgeball. Y'all know what dodgeball is? You know, the trolls, all the trolls that show up on your account. Somebody told me the other day, one of the independent artists, and I'm going to play the music. Listen. One of the independent artists told me, now listen, when you got trolls, so now you know that you're a celebrity. And I'm like, I ain't no celebrity. He said, yeah, when you can start getting all them trolls on your account, that's what it is. I'm like, well, I'm not trying to have no trolls, but please stop playing dodgeball with me. People playing dodgeball. I know y'all probably saying, what the hell is dodgeball? It's like, you know, people, artists, you know, with get on your account. They'll play peekaboo and tic tac toe. You know, they sign up and follow you, and then one minute they unfollow you, then they come back. I'm like, what is this hair? I don't like it. So don't play dodgeball with me. Listen, I like to talk to people. So if I go to talk to you and then you're disappearing, you're gone. What am I supposed to do? You ghosting me? Are you ghosting me on social media? What the hell is that? So listen, okay. Now I'm just entertaining. Don't stop listening because I'm entertaining. Okay, so listen. Listen. I'm very happy to have my numbers back up. So thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you so very much for bringing my people back. I really appreciate it. Now, listen, let me tell y'all this. Now, listen, I'm entertaining. Y'all probably having a heart attack. The artist is probably dying out there. Now, listen, you don't have to bring out your paddles. I don't have to, you know, throw you the CPR paddles. I know you need some resuscitation right about now, but it is okay. It is okay. Okay, so listen, I got some bad music. I really do. I got some slamming stuff for you. It is hot. So listen, after all those jokes and everything, because I know y'all probably taking me serious and everything, so I have to tell y'all, public service announcement, PSA, they are jokes, okay? It is jokes. It's jokes, okay? It's jokes. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I really do appreciate it. I know y'all can't get used to me yet. Listen, get used to Mama. This is Mama. Y'all been listening to me since 2007. What is the problem? Okay, so listen, let me tell y'all something. I got some hot music. This girl is so fired up. Oh, my God. She sings praise and worship. Oh, my God. And then Alice Hadlock. Let me tell you something. I went on his website. See, listen. This is why, okay, let me get serious here. Let me get serious, okay. Guys, this is why you need a website. I get a lot of independent artists telling me that they don't need a website. I don't know where the coochie-roochie they get that. I don't know where in the coochie-roochie name they get that. So listen, I don't know where in the same hill people think they do not. Even I have a website, for God's sake. Even I have a website. So listen, let me tell you something. When you're running a ship, there's got to be somebody that's, you know, that's guiding the thing, right? People are telling me, God, we don't need a website. Who needs a website? These cocky people that's just getting started in the industry are telling me that they don't need a website. You need a website, my darlings. You need a website. So listen, let me tell you why. Alice is a good example. Alice Hadlock is a good example of why you need a website. Listen, I went to his website and found a lot of good juice. And when I say a lot of good juice, I mean a lot of good music, right? Now, he has like 15 albums that's out there. This man is so talented. And so, listen, I was on his website looking around. I says, Ellis, send me this song. I was listening to this song called Call Me Reflections, and I'm going to play it for you right now. It is so delicious. And now, if he didn't have a website, now, how was I going to find it? Just go around on social media, go to Facebook, go to Spotify, you know, go to all these different places, go to Instagram or TikTok. Hell the hell no, I ain't got time to do all of that. So listen, you got to go to the website where everything is sitting on the website. That's why you need a website, great people. That's why you got to have a website. Now listen, let me tell you something, and I pretty much need to hear this song right now, because can you tell I'm hyped up? Yeah, babe, I'm hyped up, because I got some really, really awesome praise and worship music that's coming up. Yes, indeed, you got to love it. Now listen, this song is by Alice Hallock, Calming Reflections, and it is juicy. Take a listen. Calming Reflections. Take a listen. Check this out. Oh, my God. You know what? Anybody that can make music like that is just magical. Magical. He is just magical. That's Calming Reflections. Wow. You know, that music just charges the atmosphere, you know, and it just really has a calming sense about it and peaceful. I love that. That's Calming Reflections. And listen, his website, the link for his website is on the bio. So you guys, if you're listening on Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple, if you're listening on Audible, Player FM, you know, Hootie, McConjure, wherever platform you're listening to, you will see the link. It's about, Fierce Female Network is about, I don't know, it's like 9+ platforms. So when you see it, you'll see the link. You'll see the link and just click on Ellis Hadlock and you'll be able to visit his page and see everything that he has. And Calming Reflection is just so wonderful. I love it. Listen, you can end the day once you get home from work. You know what I'm saying? You can put this on and just relax. Have your tea. You know, have your tea, have your calming tea, have the music on. It's just like this particular piece of music, Calming Reflections, it's a whole energy, a whole vibe all by itself. I am telling you, it's a whole vibe all by itself. I'm telling you, mothers, if you have children that's like, I don't know, 4 or 5, you're probably going to think I'm nuts for saying this, but I am telling you, I would try it. If you have children that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and they, you know, at that age, children are what? They're a little rambunctious. They're running all over the place, right? Set the tone. Try this. Get some relaxing music like Calming Reflections. Set the tone. And you know what? Just try it and see if they calm down just a little bit. Listen, I'm going to play the next artist's music. And the reason why I'm suggesting this, because I saw a chiropractor on Facebook. And I nearly tossed my cookies. They were working on a child. This child had some really bad anxiety. It's like, where is the child getting anxiety from at 8 years old? This child was like 8 years old. And the mother was there trying to help the child, took the child to the chiropractor. And I'm looking like, what? So listen. The child couldn't sleep, was having trouble sleeping. This was going on for a little bit of time. And the mother had tried everything. The child had anxiety and trouble sleeping. I'm like, you need to take that child to the doctor. But anyway, she took the child to a chiropractor, and he did some adjustments on it. I wouldn't recommend this, but this is what this mother did. So she's saying that it worked. The child hasn't had any more problems. The child is sleeping at night. So my point is this. What's wrong with calming music? I think that calming music is a great way to teach your child to what? Behave. I think it's a great way to teach them how to calm down just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the music. It's okay. You have to introduce your child to these things. Listen. You know, we got a lot of parents that introduce their children to, you know, hip-hop, rap, and all types of different music. So there's nothing wrong with introducing your child to calming reflections. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I have a lot of children that comes across the network that is really phenomenal, that play classical music, and they are classically trained. They are talented. I had a 12-year-old, guys. I had a 12-year-old that was singing so beautifully. I was just like almost weeping. This child was singing so beautiful. He was just amazing, 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 amazing. So listen, I got some great music that's coming up for you, okay, and her name is Oledo Ebang. Okay, just in case if you didn't catch that, it's Ole, like the cream that you put on your face, Oledo Ebang. All right, and I mean she is a doll. She is a doll. Listen, let me tell you, I got some music by her. The first one is called Manifest. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Manifest, manifest, manifest. Take a listen to this. You're going to enjoy it. Get ready. Get ready to dance in the sunshine.
Travels turn to
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Did you hear the notes that she was hitting? Did you hear that? Oh, my God. That is manifest. I do have some more music that's coming up from this artist. She is amazing. Now, let me tell you something. Now, listen. You know, you guys know that I get all hyped up because I am serious about what? Music. I am serious about my music. Listen, it is all about millionaire music, and this artist is what? Millionaire Music, a baby. She is Millionaire Music. Let me tell you something. Once again, her name is, let me see, find his pronunciation here up and here up. I feel like Steve Harvey on Family View when he comes up with a family with a name that's from Shimashwama, and then he can't say it, and he's just like staring at the boy. So listen, let me tell you something. What? Here we go. So it's Ole Dowell eBay. That's what it is. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I'm saying it because I want you guys to listen. She is Millionaire Music, Millionaire Music. See, this is what drives me crazy. People that's in music and they don't understand that you got to be for real. And you got to know why you're in music. What is your mission? What is your purpose for getting in music? Now, this young lady, Miss eBay, is in music for what? She's singing praise and worship, and she is what? Leading us to the Father. She's leading us to the King. She has a purpose. She has a mission. She is on fire for God. Can I say that? Listen, she is on fire for God. She's leading us into worship. See, we need people like this. In a day and time, like, I can't say this enough. Good God, this is so serious. Listen, we need more and more people that's leading us to the King more than ever before, right? We need people like Miss eBay to lead us in worship, to lead us to the King, because listen, your fake worship is not going to make it honey. Listen, we are living in the day and time of the separation of the goat from the sheep. Now listen, you're going to be able to see real fast who's walking with the goats and who is with the sheep. You're going to be able to see that real fast because we're living in a day and time where, it ain't playtime out here. It is violent out here. These people are rough out here. And, honey, let me tell you something else. The spirit of Satan is on a rampage. Did y'all not know that? So, listen, you got to have the anointing of God on your life. You got to be soaked in the anointing. I am telling you, you got to have the blood of Christ all over your life because that is the only thing that is going to save you. Listen, if you got fake worship, honey, you better get somewhere in a corner, get on your knees and start praying real fast and get that worship turning into some real worship and praise. Listen, let me tell you something. If you're out here just showcasing, oh, God, didn't know I was going to do a sermon on today. So listen, oh, Jesus. So listen, if you are not worshiping God for the right reasons, if you are trying to put on some fake facade like you're with the King, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to make it, honey. You ain't going to make it, honey. Because listen, let me tell you something. The wolf done come out, and he is raging. When I say the wolf, I'm talking about Satan. I am talking about Lucifer. It is not a joke out here in these streets. I am telling you the God heaven truth. So listen, you got to get with him. Listen, if you got a Bible in your house, start cracking that Bible open and reading the scripture. Listen, we are written epistles read of all men. We got to be living the lifestyle. Listen, if you have accepted Jesus Christ and you belong to the King, you got to be walking the walk, honey. You just can't be saying something out of your mouth and walking a different walk. You understand what I'm saying? So listen, it is on the real out here. Listen, so I got some more music that's coming up from Miss eBay, and this one is called Lead Me, Lead Me. I am telling y'all, you know, if you don't know Jesus, you better get known real fast. It's real simple. All you got to do is say the prayer of repentance, Lord, save me. Forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Father, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I got a book on Amazon. The Return of Jesus Christ is on Amazon. Listen, there are prayers in that book that you need to have for this. That book was written years ago. But let me tell you something. That book is prophetic. That book was written so many years ago, but it's for right now. You hear me what I'm saying to you? So, listen, The Return of Jesus Christ is on Amazon. And I beseech you to get it. It's not expensive. I am not trying to, you know, do some sales. That ain't what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you. You can even read it on Audible for free, for God's sakes. Listen, The Return of Jesus Christ is on Amazon under my name, Adrian F. Manson. And there's some prayers in the back of the book, prayers of repentance, prayers of promise. Listen, and you can say those prayers. They are declarations. The prayer of repentance, of course, is to lead you to the King, because that's what you get. That's where we all got to be, because I'm telling you, these days and times are going to get you on your knees. If you ain't trying to get on your knees, it's going to get you down on your knees one way or another, honey. Listen, so let me play the next song that's coming up. It's called Lead Me, Lead Me, Lead Me. And honey, let me tell you something. You got to have them. You got to have them. You got to have them. Lead Me Without. Y'all check this out. Yes, yes, yes. That is Lady. I am telling you, she has it going on up in here. Let me tell you something. She ain't coming to play. She is coming to stay. You hear me? Listen, listen, Miss eBay. Now, listen, she's in music on the real. She's on in music on the real. Her song, Leave Me, has 29,000 plays on Spotify. You know, and people, the reason why I keep talking about this is because people keep thinking, I don't know why. I don't know why they think this. They think that they can get a million. Somebody really, they really asked this question. So if you guys think I'm playing around, I'm not joking about this. They really asked me how to get a million plays on Spotify. They really do. They really ask that question. And I almost want to pass out every time somebody asks me that question. It's just like, you can't get a billion plays overnight. You know, you really can't. And then they want me to put together a plan for them to get a million plays on Spotify. I can't do that because you ain't going to follow it. You ain't going to follow it. So listen, if you're serious about getting a million plays on Spotify, listen, that is not your goal. Your goal should not be, if you are in music, your goal should not be getting a million plays on Spotify. You know why? Because let me tell y'all something. If you're an artist and you're in music, you already know this. The money and the royalty that you get from Spotify or any streaming platform, y'all know what it's like. Then you know they only give you a couple of pennies from the place. You know, you're looking at the pie, and I'm telling you, by the time it gets around to the artist, you know, and sometimes you got to run and beat them down to get your royalties. Let me tell you something. What was it? Sound Exchange. I do Sound Exchange, but even BMI, sometimes BMI, you got to hunt the people down. It's just like it's just madness and it's just crazy. So listen. Your goal should not be a million streams or a million plays on Spotify. Your goal should be great, awesome music. That is why you need a website. Listen, artists, you got to control your own money. You got to control your money. You got to control your money. You got to control your money. Listen, let me tell you this. That's why you need a website. When you do direct downloads from your website, you are controlling what is coming into your pocket. When you have the music on your website, oh, God, I'm doing another lesson. I can't help this. But listen, when you have your own website or your own web page and you have your music on that page, listen, and they download and you're collecting that 99 cent, the 99 cent is into your pocket. But when you're using distributors, different places like, I don't know, CD Baby or whoever you're distributing through, and your music is going through that channel, and you have that download through that particular channel, you're not getting 99 cents. You're getting a piece of the pie. They're cutting the pie in half. Y'all already know this is true. They're cutting the pie in half, and by the time it gets around to the artist, you're getting a couple pennies. How is that fair? That's not fair. So listen, but that's just the way the horse is built. That's the way it's built. So listen, that's why I believe every single artist needs to have their website to control the money that goes in your pocket, right? So you get 99 cents, whatever you're charging, $1.29 for the download, you're getting the whole $1.29. That's the only way to control the money. That's the only way to control it. Listen, and of course, once you have that really, when you would get to that place, you got that really, really hot, hot music. You know, of course, it's going to go all over Tarnation. Of course, it's going to go all over Tarnation. And then it makes sense to get royalties. And so then when you do your distribution and you worldwide and you syndicate and all that good stuff, and then the checks make sense. But on a small scale, it does not make sense until you really get to where you can see where you're going. And then the royalty checks start to add up to $20,000, $25,000, $50,000, right? And so then you got all the million streams that people are asking me now. They don't even have 1,000 streams. They're asking me about a million streams, and they don't even have 1,000 streams. How does that make sense? So listen, control your own money. If you don't get anything else from today, get this. Control your money through your website. And then I do have some artists that's very seasoned, very mature in the business, and they understand it and they get it. They don't want their music distributed through any other channel but through their own control. That's what it's about. When you learn how to control your money, you won't be begging for your royalty check. So listen, never be in a position where you got to beg for your royalty. Never, never, ever do that. And so this artist doesn't even want their music going through Spotify. They don't want their music going through, Pandora. They don't want their music going through anywhere but their website. And the reason why they're doing it is because they're controlling all of their own money, and they understand what it's about. So listen, let me get on up out of here because I am pretty much out of time. And when I'm talking about the artist that's wanting to control where their music is distributed through. I'm telling you, they've been in the business for like 20 years. And those that's just starting out and it's only been in the business for maybe 5, 7, 8 years, they ain't getting, they may not even understand that yet. So because you know why? When you first get a song, and you're going to go through a channel, you got to go through a channel. Well, you don't have to. If you build up your website, most people say, I don't have the money to build a website, but you have the money to give away to other people. That doesn't make sense. That does not make sense. So get this lesson. Oh, God, I'm getting into a deep lesson. So listen, you got to have the money to build your website because that enables you to control your money. When you're in a hurry and you produce your song and you put it out there through different channels, you're giving your money away. And see, that does not make sense. You got to get that. Get that in your head. When you get in a hurry and you got a really nice song, you got a great song. I got a lot of people that got great songs, but they have no website. So listen, if you got a great song and you build your own website, you control what's yours. When you get in a hurry, when you take your time to build a website, it goes the right way. But if you're in a hurry and you got a great song and you just put it out through, DistroKid or whatever it is, you don't control it. That's what I want you guys to see. You don't control it. So it's about Millionaire Music. Good God, I just did a free class. Oh, my God. So listen, it's about Millionaire Music, and it's about creating multiple streams of income. Now, I got to get on up out of here because I'm out of time, and I'm about to get the lights turned off on me. It's been a stone cold blast, and I hope y'all caught a hold of some of the lessons that went on today, in the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.